You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. As part of this summer's Festival Mosaic, a renowned pianist will push the boundaries of classical music by performing songs of the rock band Radiohead alongside visual interpretations from a local photographer. Carol Tangeman reports.
So the question is, why Radiohead? But I'm a creep. Festival Mosaic has a long tradition of bringing world-renowned classical musicians to the Central Coast. For its first 37 years, it was called the Mozart Festival and mainly focused on the music of Mozart and other more traditional composers. But with the 2008 name change, the festival's focus got wider. Bettina Swigger is Festival Mosaic's executive director.
This concert is part of our series that we're calling Unclassical. And it's a series that we used to call the Fringe series, but we repurposed that title this year because it's not on the fringe anymore.
Christopher O'Reilly performed the music of Radiohead on piano during a classical concert in San Luis Obispo a couple of years ago.
He did a notable encounter dinner, and as an encore, he played some of his Radiohead songs. Everybody went wild, and it was a group of primarily people I would reckon had never heard the band Radiohead before.
O'Reilly is currently performing in New York City, and he spoke with us from there.
I'm basically a sucker for a really good, you know, sort of sensual harmony, and Radiohead has that, as well as does Ravel. Everybody takes away a different thing from their music, and mine is not really at all lyrical. Mine is strictly musical and harmonic. Radiohead and other artists that I'm attracted to remake on the piano usually have some sort of textural interest, like a Shostakovich or a Bach fugue. Mm-hmm. Sort of the interweaving of voices makes for a particular texture intrinsic to that one piece of music or that one composer.
O'Reilly says one of the best compliments he's ever received was from musician Claude Frank.
You know, who's like the first person to ever record all the Beethoven sonatas in the States, came in and said, you know, I didn't know Radiohead from a hole in the head, but I loved the music and I loved the piano playing.
For O'Reilly's San Luis Obispo performance, there will be a visual component too. Festival Mosaic's Bettina Swigger had the idea to pair music with the atmospheric images of photographer Bryn Forbes.
The Christopher O'Reilly concert just seemed like the perfect fit because it's a little bit boundary pushing, it's a little bit edgy, and I think it really lends itself to a visual interpretation of sound.
Forbes grew up in San Luis Obispo, and he says he's looking forward to the collaboration.
I want to just add some visual accompaniment, if you will. I feel like, you know, his music is the spotlight, and then this is sort of an ambient addition. So it's been an interesting new venture for me just to listen and just try, okay, how is this making me feel? Like, how do you make a visual representation of those feelings?
Forbes says he's excited and a bit nervous about the question and answer session that will follow the concert.
The one element that makes me nervous is that some of the pieces I'm relying on a subconscious response. I'm not sure why I'm pairing them. So then it becomes hard to articulate on stage other than just saying it felt like a good pairing. I'd rather have an analytical reasoning behind it.
Some of his images show movement, and others are detailed abstractions from nature.
The world is just full of beauty and whimsy and melancholy and, you know, all the different things, and so bringing those elements more into our life is important to me.
Forbes will be bringing those elements in his photography to the collaborative concert with pianist Christopher O'Reilly on July 26th at the Cuesta College Cultural and Performing Arts Center. Festival Mosaic has details on their website. So maybe the real question is, why not Radiohead? For KCBX News, I'm Carol Tangeman.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.